Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Delight. What? Yes. It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. Ben, let me tell you something. Since we've done this transition over to Auburn Daily, we have not been able. What's that?
It's like, careful there.
No. I got it right. I knew I was going to get it right. Obviously, we haven't got our YouTube memberships up yet. We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
People are clamoring for it, my man. They want to see us. They want to see our faces. So hang in there, everybody. I think they'll be ready to go by the beginning of next week. So you'll have, if you want to subscribe on the YouTube, and we'll announce it. So you won't miss it, I promise.
After Kyle gets some paperwork from me, because I got some legal things I'm going through.
Yeah, Ben's trying to sue, and that's the biggest hurdle we got to climb. So
I got a few judges, got some injunctions laid down.
Oh, yeah. Injunctions are popular. So, the playbook has been laid out.
Yeah.
Ben, before we jump into our main topic, went to practice this morning.
Yeah.
Still 40 scooters. We didn't make a dent, a single dent in it. Not a single dent.
So Kyle sends me a picture. Those of you who don't know, I have a radio show in the morning. So he goes to practice in the morning. And all of a sudden, my phone buzzes, and it's like, oh, this is Kyle at practice. I was like, I always worry when that happens because I'm like, who got hurt? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And I open up my phone. I have a guest.
To be clear, I do not text you during practice. I text you.
Not during practice, but my show's still going when you're done.
You're going to get me in trouble.
All of a sudden, it's not during practice. So I've got guests in studio. I open up my phone and I start laughing. And of course, they're like looking at me like, what's going on? and I flat out just said, you know, it's Anthony Turling that was with me.
Yeah.
And so I said, man, we have got a bad scooter problem on campus.
It looks like there's more now. Like the picture that I sent. I
think they went opposite of what we wanted.
I don't know if it was the angle or what, but it was scooters. People made fun of us because
there's 80 in that picture you sent me.
People made fun of us the last time we did this because we literally talked for 20 minutes about scooters. We're not going to do that anymore. I promise. I just had to bring it up.
I think coaches are involved now. I think coaches are taking scooters. There's just way too many in this photo for this to be just a – this.
Maybe some staff guys have them that are student workers. I hope so. Okay. Let's talk about the actual thing.
Yes.
We're going to talk about it all revolves around these injunctions and these dudes coming back from the NFL, which is just insane. Mm-hmm. And NBA, RJ Lewis just won his restraining order. So he scored points in actual games, and he gets to come back to LSU, which is crazy. But I feel like, Ben, some people are missing the mark on this.
Okay.
And I think there's a very easy line in the sand to draw. Okay. And what I mean by that is I've seen in group texts, I've seen it, you know, everywhere that, you know, Lane Kiffin's the main culprit. I think he just ended up getting the big defensive tackle who's like 6'8", 593 pounds or something like that.
That may be a little larger than what he's actually listed.
Yeah. He's gone into the transfer portal and he's coming to the SEC, which violates like so many different rules, like the SEC's intra conference transfer rule where you had to be in the portal, I think, in January, which I guess there is no portal now. So, They acted like they were going to apply that rule. Make a long story short, the difference is this to me, Ben. When a blanket ruling comes down, when I say blanket ruling, I'm talking about like this 5 for 5 thing. Okay. Yep. It was ruled upon that it was going to be able to slide back to players in the 2022 class. Okay. So if they wanted to come back and take advantage of their fifth year, they could. Now, that is a blank. Now that opens up a blanket of players that you can pick from. Okay. Right. The problem I have is when you take that rule and then you get local judges and whatnot involved to kind of keep pushing it down the road and keep pushing it. Like Lane Kiffin is literally going, calling NFL head coaches.
Which he denied.
Which he denied, which I don't know why Todd Monken would just make that up.
No, he doesn't. I doubt he's got any ties to Lane. I don't know
he why. He gains nothing from that.
Yeah.
So you're calling NFL coaches to get players, and you have local judges on the hook helping you. That, to me, is where it gets squirrely. Like Trey Taylor, Auburn added Trey Taylor from this ruling, okay? Auburn didn't facilitate the ruling to get Trey Taylor
right
to Auburn. You know what I mean? It was just like, okay, boom, this pool of, let's just say, 50 players is open. Yeah. We think that guy can help us.
Also, Trey Taylor didn't go work out for an NFL team.
Very true.
So, which
and play in preseason games.
Play in preseason games. Now, so let me ask you this, because this kind of equates – you and I also talk golf from time to time. We also play golf, you know. What about those that go, well, all they're doing – this is within the rules. This is no different than Rory the other day taking a different stance to get a better putt because he was standing on a sprinkler head. It's within the rules. So it's
– But that's the whole thing. It, none of this is within the rules.
That's the thing. Kyle, you and I have talked about this. If you've got to start, dare I say, paying off judges, but finding judges to make rulings for you, then it clearly is not within the rules because you're filing an injunction
to
circumvent the rule.
Exactly.
Am I off base on that?
No, you're creating your own rules. You're using the court system to create your own rules. And I think that's where it goes beyond. I think it goes beyond like sort of taking advantage of the situation and then trying to ram stuff through. Mm-hmm. Because like we said, by the time this thing's ruled on, who cares? The season's been played. And then they'll just write in the restraining order that, hey, you can't retroactively vacate wins. You can't punish us. It just sort of is what it is. That's where it gets to the point where it's ridiculous. I see people – let me get your thoughts on this, Ben. I see people – and I saw this on the next round, and to me, I'm like, this makes no sense whatsoever. They're mad at the NCAA for enforcing the two-game suspension on the Tennessee linebacker for taking the $400 plane flight or whatever. But then they're like, but then now these guys can come in from the NFL and play. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, okay. Do you want rules or not? I'm gonna say kudos to Tennessee because Tennessee could have probably gotten an injunction.
Oh, there's no doubt.
And allowed that guy, Aaron Carter, to be able to play in those two games and probably could have got a restraining order.
Yeah.
And got the suspension revoked. Kudos to Josh Heupel. For saying, hey, there's got to be something. We got to have some kind of rules that we agree to. So that they agreed to it. It didn't go any further than that. It sucks. And like it does seem, if you look at it on the surface, it does seem like unequal. But the thing is, the NCAA is not approving this kid, this dude coming back. They're not approving it. It's not part of the rules.
No, they're saying, no, we don't want him playing.
Yeah.
And Lane is going, well, screw you. I'm going to get a judge to
do it. Yeah.
Do an injunction. And then there's nothing you can do while we wait on a court date, which is going to be in May or April, which is they're going to be even out of school at that point in time. He'll be back in the draft. No, well, his rights will belong to the Browns, I guess. So
I don't know how that works. That's interesting. He didn't because I don't know that he got drafted.
Oh, that's right. He's unrestricted. Yeah, that's right. He's free agent. So he may just be able to – I don't know if you get redrafted or you just have to be a free agent. And
go in the draft again? You just go back through it again and see if somebody gets you this time? I don't know how that works.
Well, worry, guys. I'm going to be better this time around. It's
getting stupid, man.
It is – the reason it's dumb, too, and it's tainting – the sport, and especially for guys that they're making their living off of the sport where they go, we don't need to ruin college football. Well, Lane, you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
Like,
You're most of the problem.
Like, you can't say out of one side of your mouth, this is the greatest thing ever, and we need to protect college sports, and then you go get a judge to get an injunction so you can bring a pro player back in.
Yeah, so I'm curious to see, because the Big Ten and the SEC, for the most part, kind of walk in step as a conference. The Big Ten just put – I guess the news just came out that they are looking to enforce a rule that says, basically, if you have signed an NFL contract, you are not coming to play in the Big Ten.
Yep.
Period.
The SEC didn't say that, though.
The SEC has not yet. And officially, the Big Ten has not. It's just like rumored that it's going to come out. So by the time you listen to this, it may be out officially. That's a pretty ballsy move. Because then I would assume it would force everybody to have to go pick between the SEC and then the rest of everyone else.
Well, I will say this. If the Big Ten sticks to it, if it becomes official, and then the SEC released a statement, but it was a very vague statement. It was basically like, we don't agree with it. But they didn't say in that statement, we're going to enforce it. Now, that may change by this afternoon as well. Because, as you just said, the Big Ten and SEC seem to be kind of step in step, just because other conferences are even talking about the two of them colluding because they're going to separate from the rest of college football and just have a Big Ten SEC championship and have their own national championship, you know, 5-10 years from now. So if that's the case, if both the Big Ten and the SEC, before the end of the week, I mean, because we're only on Tuesday, before the end of the week, if they come out with a statement before college football opens on week zero this weekend, dude, that could be huge, because I think that would, number one, that's going to force some of those former pro players to look at schools outside of the SEC and Big Ten. But number two, it's going to force some of those conferences to go, okay, if the two big boys are doing it, maybe that's something we ought to consider doing, because even if we make a run at the title, it may not be recognized because we got a pro player playing. So now some of them, you know, if you're Fresno State, you're like, bro, we need all the help we can get. Let's
send
come
it. On. Yeah. Full send.
It. Yeah. We don't care. We're not going to make the playoffs. We don't care. We're just looking to win football games. So come on with it. So I totally get that. But like some of your big ones and, you know, your ACCs and, you know, it's, you know, what Mountain West, whatever the hell it's called now. The big boys may force some of these other conferences to American Athletic, may force them to go, okay, we probably need to go that route too. Otherwise, there may be some damages later. But yeah, I it's frustrating to see the talking heads, whether it be ESPN or, you know, SEC Network, or I watched CBS Sports Network the other day and they were talking about this and they use what you're talking about. Well, it's within the rule. No, it's not. Like, it's you not. Wouldn't have to go to a judge, I almost said lawyer, a judge, and ask for special treatment if it were within the rules. It would just be like, hey, we don't agree with it. This is why. And the NCAA goes, oh, okay. Well, in that case, you're cool. Like, we get it. But the NCAA is
thumbs up.
Yeah. The NCAA is not deeming it within the rules. That's why. And you're right. What can they do except say, here's the rule, you got to follow it? Because the injunction's keeping you from vacating stuff right now. It's keeping you from doing it. The courts are holding it up.
Now that money's tied to it, like,
oh,
technically all that stuff does violate antitrust laws.
Yeah.
So all these rules, because you don't have antitrust protection, you don't have an actual players association, you don't have collective bargaining, you just have rules. And you're trying to enforce college level rules, amateur level rules on dudes that are earning professional wages. It's insane. But kudos to the Big Ten. Here's what this was from Pete Thamel. He said the Big Ten is set to pass a rule today that doesn't allow players to return from the NFL and play for a Big Ten school. Here's the key part: anyone who has declared for the NFL draft and did not withdraw, or appeared on an NFL roster, or signed a contract with a pro league, they cannot be on a Big Ten roster.
Pro league, that means Canadian Football League or indoor arena football league.
I wonder how enforceable it is, though.
What?
Because like, does that rule circumvent temporary restraining orders?
Well, yeah, because I mean, I guess it's a private institution. Like it's institutionalized. It's like a Big Ten rule. It's not an NCAA rule. So there probably would have to be a second injunction filed against the conference in order to. So, but I'm wondering if they can do that. I'm wondering. I mean, that'd be a lawyer question. We need to ask a lawyer. Is be like, okay, so they've circumvented the NCAA rule, but now the conference has its own rule, and that's tip. People go, oh, can they do that? Yes, conferences have their rules. That's why, like in baseball, they don't play past a certain time on a Sunday, so that way they can travel and get back. Like conferences set certain rules because when Auburn plays like a New York team in baseball, that New York team may be down here for 2 weeks, so they can play as late as they want on Sunday. But Auburn's Southeastern Conference rule is they can't throw a first pitch past X time, or they've broken the rule. So conference can enforce, but I guess it'd have to be a second injunction, Kyle. Like I guess they'd have to get their lawyer now to file something against the Big Ten. If the Big Ten does that, that'd be the only way around it. But then what does the Big Ten do? You can file all the injunctions you want. We're not going to let you play. I don't know that they'll do that, but.
How do they not let them play? Like what if.
The conference can cancel a game for any particular reason.
So if Minnesota is like, screw you, Big Ten.
Yeah.
We're going to play him regardless. We got a restraining order. There's nothing you can do about it.
I would think that the Big Ten could then say,
you're disqualified from the Big Ten championship.
You're an idiot. You're now disqualified from the Big Ten championship, and congratulations on winning your first game. However, according to the Big Ten, you're 0-1.
But then they'll just say, no, you can't do that, so we'll have another restraining order that says you can't keep us out of the Big Ten championship.
I know. It's where does it stop? It is, you know, it's like every time.
You know where it stops? You know where it stops? With dudes that have a little bit of integrity. With guys like Josh Heupel, I mean, I'm not like, this is not like a Josh Heupel love fest, but when guys like Josh Heupel, when it's like, it hurts.
Yeah.
But we're going, I mean, that is the rule. The rule by the letter of the law, the rule was violated. Maybe the rule's stupid, but instead of suing to change the rule, we'll maybe bring that up at a coach's conference.
Yeah.
Or we'll submit it to say this rule needs to be looked at / amended, not let's try to change it. Midstream,
right.
That's the only way it stops. When coaches and programs decide they're going to have, I guess, just a little bit of, I hate to say integrity, because integrity can get your butt whipped if it's what I mean. Especially because everybody has to be on the same page. It can't be just like you do you and I'm going to do me. Like we kind of all have to do we, or this don't work.
And clearly they're not doing we. Lane's not playing by those rules. I don't know if you saw the audio from Kalen DeBoer yesterday where they asked him about the situation, and he said, well, if it's a former Alabama player that we can bring back in, it'd be something to consider. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but he said that. So clearly DeBoer's not on the same page as, say, Heupel is in that regard. You're right. It'd take – all of the Southeastern Conference coaches sitting down and going, okay, we agree, let's play by the rules. And clearly that's already been established that's not going to happen.
Nope.
So, because you're seeing other – I'd be curious, from an Auburn standpoint, if there were a former Auburn Tiger out there that right now is playing, if he wanted to come back, what would Golish do?
I mean,
there's nobody as like of note that I can think of that would do that.
There is nobody.
So
I don't know, man. I don't know what you do. I mean, it still has to be the 5 for 5. So it'd have to be people from the 2022 class.
Yeah.
Let me see something really quick before we get off.
I'm curious on that. Like what? Because that was the thing is they just were doing – DeBoer didn't say he would do it. That's another thing. People were like – Nick Saban would never. I'm like, hold on. He didn't say he would take a player. He said it would be something to consider. I'm sure he'd want to talk to his administration and his bosses about it first before they did that. But you got to – he kind of played Switzerland on that whole comment. He didn't say he wouldn't, but he didn't say he would. He just was like, we'll cross that bridge when we get there, if we get there.
Hey, Trey Donaldson, remember he played basketball? He was in the 2022 class. They counted that. That's hilarious. Camden Brown, dude. Camden Brown went to Georgia Southern or whatever and then ended up with the Cowboys as a free agent, and he's been freaking going nuts. We don't really need a wide receiver, but he's been beasting out.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of going through this list.
Well, I'd be curious if Golish were approached by a player or by a player's team about doing it, if he would do it. Because Golish is
my gut at this point says no.
I say no as well, because it's mock game week, fix me game week. So why do you want to upset the apple cart with the guys that have put in their 13 days out at the Opelika Marriott, along with, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears that they've been doing, and
the
picnic this past weekend? Like I say no, but I thought it would have been no for Alabama until DeBoer said, I don't know, that situation hasn't arisen. So it makes you wonder if it may be something that they would
consider. I just don't think that guy's out there.
I don't think
that guy exists.
No, and I think that – and clearly, I don't think that it existed for LSU. Lane's going and getting all the former Ole Miss players.
There's a couple of them, but, yeah, you're right. He's going to get Ole Miss guys.
He's going to get his Ole Miss guys that he made a run with, and he wants to bring them down there and continue that run at LSU.
Exactly. Thank y'all for listening. We're going to get out of here. Remember, the membership's coming. Just hang in there. YouTube membership's coming, and when it is, we'll announce it, and then you'll be able to see our beautiful faces over on YouTube. And people were like, why don't you just go ahead and post a show on YouTube? And, like, would love to, but the algorithm is so finicky. Like, if you put too many videos out there, with us rebranding and launching on this new channel, I kind of just want to take it slow and be safe here, because it's, you know, you don't want to get stuck in a bucket and it's like they're spam, you know, kind of thing. So
there's means to the madness.
Yeah, there's reasons. We're not just being mean on purpose. But we'll talk again very, very soon. We're out of here. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.